The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeeps the Wonder Dog and Ben.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great.
You're a liar, but...
I'm great. It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day.
It is indeed. And we need the Lord. Oh my gosh. It's been a week.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, a lot's happened this week.
Yep,
we might talk about some of it on the show. A lot of it probably can't, but
sure.
On this week's show, we'll talk about the ongoing Israel nonsense. The Marvels came out, the SAG strike, Trump, Ukraine, you know, the normal stuff we do on the show. Top 10 draft this week, Vince. We went very broad.
We did.
With top 80s movie characters. Just the whole thing. Just. All of it.
Fuck it.
Well, I figured that way it would be easier. We might not have a lot of the same, and it would open it up for many people to be like, oh, okay, they took him, but that's not who I would, you know, when we go to the poll. So, all right, you ready to get into this nonsense?
I am. I'm ready to be done with this nonsense.
Boy, all right, TV news this week. FX and Hulu have greenlit a third season of The Bear, the really good, is it Jeremy Allen White? I think it's his show.
Sure.
I think that's a good name of the main actor. But it's really good. It's a decent show. So third season has been greenlit. Speaking of Hulu, we had the story last week. Disney's buying it out. They'll have it exclusive. Apparently, they are going to launch a beta test of an app that will combine Disney and Hulu into a single experience. This will launch in the next few months as one app. What this means for your subscription, if you have a Disney and a Hulu, they're all, mine are bundled. I think mine are already bundled, but they're separate apps on the TV, so... We'll see how that goes. The only other thing really for TV news this week, Loki Season 2 ended, and writer Eric Martin says Season 3 is unlikely. He said, I just wanted to tell a full and complete story across those two seasons. I won't spoil the ending of Season 2, but it kind of wraps it up. Going into Secret Wars. So, there you go. Don't look for a Season 3, apparently. Alright, well, some people like the show. A lot of people said the ending of Loki was the best Disney TV thing they've done. Granted, that's a very low bar, but, you know. Let's go to movie news this week. After, good God, what, like, 4 months, the actor strike is officially over. They've reached an agreement. They're going to, the strike will end at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday. On Friday, the deal will go to the union's national board for approval, where it will be ratified. So, strike's over. Everybody back to work, which is good for people like not actors, like, you know, like the actual workers of movies and TV. So, but.
Boy, they.
Yeah, everybody got their shekels. So, there you go. Marvel's upcoming Blade movie officially will be rated R. So, there you go. Kind of hard to do a Blade movie that's not rated R.
Apparently, he's gay.
I have heard so many things coming out of this that they wanted it to be female-led, that he's going to end up being gay or something like that. And I'm like... I wasn't gonna watch it anyway, but now you're just pushing me away from like having it on its background noise. So thank you.
No Wesley Snipes, no me watchy.
That's exactly right. Thank God I got the first three on the DVDs over here.
Yeah. So,
even if the third one did have Triple H in it.
Yeah. What's the one with Ryan Reynolds? Is that the third one too?
That's the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not in the second one. It's just Trinity. Yeah. Him and
Jessica Biel.
Yeah. Chris Christopherson.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch those all day.
Yeah. Goofy as hell. I'll watch them. Plus yeah. the first one, we get the blood rave scene. So, I mean, come on. Marvel has moved around a bunch of release dates. They're blaming the strike, but Deadpool 3 is moving off of summer. It was supposed to be May 3rd of next year. It's going to take the Captain America spot, which was the end of July. Captain America is now moving to Valentine's Day of 2025. Apparently, they have had to go back and do a lot of reshoots because test screenings were really, really bad.
What movie?
Captain America Brave New World.
That's what I thought you said, Captain America.
Yeah.
Apparently, I was hearing you say Captain Marvel.
Oh, well, we'll get to that. Yeah, but apparently the test screenings for Captain America were some of the worst Marvel has had. So they have had to go back and shoot a bunch more. That's why it will be Valentine's of 25. So, yeah. Blade looks like it has moved. Well, because they've had so many issues with that movie. It was supposed to be Valentine's of 25, but since Captain America's moving there, they've pushed Blade all the way back to November 7th, 2025.
Jesus, man.
That movie may never see the light of day. It may be a Batgirl situation there. So, I'd be all right with that.
Yeah, don't from ever.
From no. Everything I've heard. So.
Yeah, we don't need it. Fuck it.
But speaking of Marvel movies that did come out, yikes. The Marvels came out. It's on track to earn somewhere around 100 to 120 million opening weekend. That's worldwide, by the way. This is the lowest grossing global opening ever for a Marvel movie. And a lot of people that we know have seen it and said it was a good movie, it's okay. But here is a direct line of dialogue from the movie. Monica, you gotta fly. To which she replies, I don't know how. To which she is responded to with, use black girl magic.
Woo! That's some Oscar shit right there,
that,
fellas.
Man, I mean, Godfather what? Yeah.
Black girl magic.
Wow. That's what we're going with now? And I'm...
Yama, 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 yama.
Oh my, yeah. Apparently some people said it's good. Man, if you gotta throw black girl magic as a line of dialogue in there, I'm probably out. I was out anyway, but let's be honest. apparently, Ben's, we're getting a Five Nights at Freddy's sequel. Matthew Lillard teased the plans. He said, I'm excited to see when they greenlit the second movie, the plan we put together to make it even bigger and even more successful. So, a lot of people have liked the Five Nights movie because the creators came out and said, we didn't make this for a broad audience. We made it for the fans of the franchise.
Yeah, my son went and seen it, and he laughed the entire time. He said it was great.
So
I mean, if he likes it, he grew up with it.
They
so.
Made it for the fans of the thing. Who would have thought? You know? So, there you go. James Gunn, that feller. He confirmed that the DC movie Superman Legacy will not be delayed due to the writer strike, actor strike, all that nonsense, and it will come out July 11th, 2025. So, still not really looking forward to that. So.
I haven't watched the new Guardians movie yet.
The last one.
The last one, yeah, the third one. I haven't watched it. I have no interest in seeing it.
I
think we own it. I think it's around here somewhere. I don't care.
I've heard it gets very emotional. So, a lot of animal testing, if you will. So,
nope.
Yeah, nope. I'm good. I like animals more than people. So, speaking of animals, that's a unintended segue. Like, we've been doing the show for more than 6 months. Bambi, The Reckoning.
Is it called The Reckoning?
Yeah.
Shut up.
We'll begin filming January 7th. This is the done by the same people that did the Winnie the Pooh horror movie. Bambi, The Reckoning, it will transform and the innocent deer we know and love into a killing machine. So, and no black girl magic. So, there you go. The big, I guess, movie news this week, and this was a surprise, Nintendo. Coming off the extreme success of the Mario movie, said, yeah, let's do a Legend of Zelda movie.
Oh, shit.
Except it's not going to be animated, kids. This is live action.
Oh, shit.
They announced on Tuesday it has begun development on the project in partnership with Sony, which will handle theatrical distribution. Live action Zelda movie will be produced by Nintendo's Miyamoto and Avi Arad. Who did the original Toby Spider-Man movies, Venom, Uncharted, those.
Oh, a guy named Ave, huh?
Ave, yeah.
Oh, shit. Oy vey.
The Legend of Zelda movie will be a co-production between Sony and Nintendo, but Nintendo will finance more than half the movie. It's going to be directed by Wes Ball, whose next movie to come out will be Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. And he directed all the Maze Runner movies, which I have not seen, but I did see the trailer for the new Planet of the Apes, and I'm a fan of monkey movies, so I'm probably the wrong guy to ask if it was good, but I liked it. Also, the trailer for I just completely spaced it.
Why can't they bring back a remake good show like BJ and the Bear?
Man, a man and his monkey. That's all.
Come on.
Life would be so much better. The Ghostbusters trailer hit.
Boy, that was unexpected. I didn't even know they were going to make another one.
I knew they were making it, but I didn't know we were already to trailer, getting a trailer out. I usually shit on a lot of Hollywood stuff because it's, you know, terrible. I liked this trailer a lot.
I did too. I don't know why. I liked it. I liked it.
I did too.
It was new. It was a new bad guy.
Yes. But I do have, not one person got impaled on the ice spikes. That kind of, I was like, okay, we're still PG-13-ish.
So. Give it time.
I know. The only other thing for movie news this week, Matt Shankman, who is directing the Fantastic Four movie. Sadly, it is not Vince and I. But he did say, Vince, that a TV show that he used to work on will influence the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. Now, do you know what TV show he used to work on?
I don't know.
A little show called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Are we getting live action Dayman versus Nightman? That's all I really want. Oh my, on the big screen. Fantastic Four in Philadelphia, please.
Well, they wanted do it. What's his name is Reed Richards, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was Danny DeVito is Dr. Doom.
Oh my god.
You know, I might be okay with that.
I'd go see that in a fucking minute.
Yeah, I just put. You already got the four of them. It's perfect casting.
Look, you made a black Johnny Storm.
Yeah,
shut up.
It can't get worse.
It can't get worse. Fucking put Danny DeVito as Dr. Doom. He was the fucking Penguin, for Christ's sake. He could pull it off.
And he did fantastic.
Yeah.
Just put the It's Always Sunny cast as Fantastic Four. Jesus I would Christ. Be more than happy with that.
Here's my money.
Yes. I would literally go to, I would buy multiple viewings. So. Yes, please do this.
Oh.
All right, let's go to comic book news. The only thing this week Marvel announced were, if you were a kid growing up in the 90s and you read a Marvel series called New Warriors. Vince, do you remember New Warriors?
I do remember New Warriors.
Well, the kind of the lead character on that was a feller by the name of Night Thrasher. He's getting a 4-issue miniseries. We'll hit shops February 14th, 2024. Tagline is, the death of a loved one draws Dwayne Taylor back to New York City, though his days as Night Thrasher are long over. Dwayne finds the past difficult to outrun when Silhouette, his ex-teammate on the New Warriors, seeks his help against a new criminal called the OG. My God, they can't come up with good villain names. The mystery of the OG's true identity and what's to come will change Night Thrasher's legacy forever. Really? That's the villain's name? The OG? If he's not drawn and look like Snoop, I give up.
Yeah, he's got to be black.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I don't see a white guy going, as the OG.
That's cultural appropriation.
Be honest, the OG should be Whoopi Goldberg. The villain looks like a trash bag with dreads, like a mop on top. That'd be great.
A Jewish black guy.
Yeah, right.
You got to have that representation, folks. Come on.
You can't attack me. I tick every box. All right. Gotcha. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. Silver Surfer Ghostlight Issue 5. If you like noir detective stories like Philip Marlowe, stuff like that, Heat Seeker, a Gun Honey series. I believe first three issues are out now. Marvel Unleashed Issue 4. This is the Marvel Animals team-up book. Marvel, for some reason, changed the Punisher, and Punisher number 1 came out. Well, we know they killed off Frank Castle. So this is the new Punisher. Yay!
The new happy Punisher.
Right. Army of Darkness Forever, Issue 2. Ninja Turtles 145. Ninja Turtles vs. Street Fighter, Issue 5. And Book of the Week, Transformers, Issue 2. Man, they write Starscream as a sadistic prick.
Sure.
He literally claps his hands and smashes an airplane. So, it's that type of book. So, all right. Let's go to wrestling news this week. Some interesting business side stuff. TKO, which is the new WWE owners, their latest SEC filing was a little weird. They added Vince McMahon being part of the board under the, quote, risk factor section in their filing. Shortly after this filing, apparently Vince McMahon then dumped a bunch of stock, fueling speculation that he just may be cashing out and saying, I'm out, I'm done. So, yeah, they put him as a risk factor to the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's probably not a good thing. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla announced that there will be no more events until sometime next year due to Super Dragon, who is the co-owner with Excalibur and the booker, has announced he's going to be taking time away from wrestling. So there you go for that. AEW news here. The Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny. All their contracts came up, and AEW and them decided not to renew. Rumor has it that all three will be going to TNA shortly. So I think TNA is a better fit for them, to be honest. The big news, NXT will be on broadcast TV starting October of next year. CW, a 5-year agreement, which marks the first time in 13-year history that NXT will be on broadcast TV. It will debut on CW in October of 2024 and air weekly. One broadcast source says the deal for NXT is in the area of $35 to $37 million a year. And apparently there was rumors that CW was trying to get AEW. broadcast sources, not wrestling, but like TV side of the business, says that the only group CW has been in talks with was NXT and Dave Marquez's United Wrestling Network. That there was never talks with AEW. The NWA thing is still up in the air as to what the hell that situation is going to end up being. But NXT will be on broadcast TV this time next year. So there you go.
Yay.
It'll be good exposure, obviously. I mean, better than USA Network. It'll be in more households, put it that way.
Well, then nothing is really... You said CW, so the Arrowverse shit's gone.
Yeah, they needed programming. Wrestling right now is making money hand over fist, even though the quality of the product is lacking. So, yeah, it's a smart business move for both sides, to be honest. So, all right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in the world of video games?
Huh, is there?
I ask that.
Star Citizen is going free to play for November.
Ooh, that's kind of big.
The 17th to the 30th.
Couple weeks to get people hooked.
Yeah, and then pay $45 for the full game. But there was a Star Citizen convention last week. I think it was last week. And they showed off the new tech for Star Citizen. You know, here lately, these games that have come out, or they're, you know, you see them and they're just shit, and then 2 years later, they've redeemed themselves and it's become like the greatest game ever. You know, you've got Cyberpunk, you've got No Man's Sky, of course. Star Citizen is on its way to be doing that.
Yeah.
They showed off this thing where imagine a room that's shaped like an L, a capital L.
Okay.
And you've got the short end and you've got the long end of the L, right?
Yep.
It was broken into three different color rooms, kind of. There's boxes of different colors. Those colors represented servers. Each part of that room was a different server. You could shoot between it. So it looked like a giant L-shaped room, but they were actually servers. So you could run between them.
That's...
Chris sent this to me.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. But they've also spent $600 million over the last 10 years trying to get this thing to work.
Or as Zelensky says, drop and book it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't call it Scam Citizen for anything, but if they pull this off, this could possibly be a really, really big game changer.
That could change all types of games.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's nuts.
Just instant between servers?
Yes, instant. Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? I don't know. Chris sent it to me. He's like, oh, wow, have you seen this? I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like you said, that could be game-changing for the industry.
Yeah.
Not just the game.
Yeah, it could be huge.
Yeah.
Steam Deck. You want a Steam Deck? They're making one that's OLED.
Oh, is it free?
The 5 gigabyte model is $549. The 1 terabyte model is $649.
Damn.
The limited edition 1 terabyte model is $679.
Okay, explain something to me like I'm retarded.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you say Steam Deck.
Yes.
Is this like a PlayStation or Xbox? Is this a console, or is it something you put on the computer?
The closest, it's like a Switch.
Okay.
But it's a Steam library, basically. It's your Steam account. So
okay.
Everybody I know who's got one likes theirs.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Just plug it into your TV. I guess it's the larger battery, 30 to 50% more battery life.
That's good.
The colors look better on it. I don't know.
Well, if it's OLED,
it's cool looking. It's not $1,000 cool.
No.
Some bad news. Embracer reportedly might close Free Radical Design.
Oh.
Why? Remember that Time Splitters game we were gonna get?
Yes.
And then we weren't getting it, and then we're getting it, and then we're not getting it, and then we were getting it.
Because we've been cock-teased about this for about the last 20 years.
Yeah, well, get ready for another cock-tease, because it looks like they probably won't bring it back.
You rat bastards.
You sons of fucking bitches.
There's not many games I would look forward to. That was one of them.
Yeah. Time Splitters is...
We need a... Vince, you need to get on this since you're the video game guy. We need a 2024 version of Leisure Suit Larry.
We need... Shit. I'm sure there's a remaster out there somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. But we need to just update.
We need the Angry Goy 3.
Oh, my God. Well, not like there's not enough source material to... Well, that DLC would be...
I know I've said this before, but I beat the game with George Lincoln Rockwell.
That's true.
Wonderful game. The last thing I have, family in Arkansas is suing makers of Fortnite Call of Duty for fostering addiction. The family cites predatory design and monetization at the heart of the case. Got to get them skins, man.
Right. Well, I mean, could be. You said Arkansas, right?
Arkansas.
So it's either get addicted to Fortnite or fentanyl. I mean,
that's, yeah.
Not really. I think Battle Path better.
Don't you have garnet mines down there? I'd be like going out there.
Can't you go to a state park and find diamonds?
Yeah. Look, yeah, video games are great.
You can do Minecraft in real life.
You could do that shit in real life and get paid.
Yes.
Y'all ain't doing that? I'd be doing that.
Send your kids to the state parks. Here, go find diamonds. It's like Minecraft. Go play, kids. Make me rich.
Yeah, no shit.
Like they used to send their kids to the coal mine. Now you're just sending them to the diamond mine.
Yeah. Because diamonds are more valuable than energy.
That's...
Wait, what?
I
don't know.
Is there a car that runs on diamonds? Not yet.
Not maybe? Yet. Give it time.
Yeah.
Oh, the new season of Fortnite will drop on Wednesday?
Yeah? Yes.
Speaking of predatory.
Yeah, everything is changing every week.
Yeah. Motherfuckers knocking me off of mountains.
I didn't know we were going to go to this, but.
That's fine.
Man, you were hot. Holy shit.
That's fine. That's fine.
Either leaving the game or knocking people off mountains. And
that's fine. That's fine. That's all I got. Quickly.
All right, we'll go to music news quickly. And some sad news. The only thing I have for music news this week, the original bassist, Pete Garner, for the Stone Roses, who joined the band in 1983, passed away this week at the age of 59. The group's frontman, Ian Brown, took to Twitter and kind of let it be known that he had passed and all this, so... There you go. That's only 59. God dang. Jimmy Carter still alive.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for music news. It's time to play Song of the Week. Plug our friends. Plug the network. And when we come back, we are going to draft the extremely broad category of 1980s movie characters.
We'll be right back. picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, and she's my queen. I have a dream and see the light, don't put it out, but she's alright, yeah, she's my sister. Let me put you in the picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, man, she's my queen. Let me put you in the picture, let me show you what I mean. The Messiah is my sister, ain't no king, man, she's my queen. I have a dream and see the light, don't put it out, and she's alright, yeah, she's my sister.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in to find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones, too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we're back.
We are.
We're going to Buenos Aires. Apparently there are certain towns down there that... Never mind. It's an Argentina 1940s joke. All right. Whoosh. All right.
Why does everybody speak German here?
Yeah. Well, you met blonde hair, blue-eyed.
What?
80 million Germans in this town. Oh, damn. Argentina. All right. Time for the draft this week of 1980s movie characters. And going off of last week's results, in a very close battle, Vince won the fictional country's draft.
Unbelievable.
Now, you're not one of those normal ones. You're one of those ooey-ooey type.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They better add that to Fortnite, I swear to God.
Ooey-ooey
Spurs. That's how you get addicted, is the hui-hui.
Hui-hui. All these little kids around.
Hui-hui. We're going to hell.
That's all right. Fuck it.
They climb the trees and go, hui-hui.
We should just, like, open a squad to random people.
Yes.
We just say hui-hui all the time. Really just, fuck with
them. Just hear some little 14-year-old kid. There's a guy over there on the left. And go, hui, hui.
Oh, man.
We got to do it on, like, the Asian servers or the Middle East servers.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Where all the names look like noodles. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, let's do that.
If you're wondering what off-air looks like, it's that.
Yeah.
A lot of hui, hui talk.
God damn it.
All right. All right. Your first pick in the 1980s movie character draft is
Ash Williams.
Oh, he was on my list. Yeah.
I got to take it before you do. Everybody else, I'm all right with whatever. But yeah, that's.
Well, I got to take him before you do. That's what this draft is really going to be.
Yeah.
Give me Ferris Bueller.
Oh, God damn it. You dirty dick dog motherfucker.
I need that vote, sir.
I know.
And I lost him on my big board here. What the hell? I had him. Where did he go? Okay. I just had to mark him off my list. All right, the first picks are down. Your second pick.
Jack Burton.
He was also on my list. You ass. Damn it. Damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, you know, Bobby.
All right, we did decide off air that if it's a certain quote characters are a group of people.
Yeah.
So I'm torn between two, because if I take one, you're going to take the other. Give me the Goonies.
Look at you.
All right. Truffle shuffle, bitches. All right. Your third round pick.
Okay, since you took that, give me the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't going to, but I figure you're going to, so.
Yeah, that's where I was, yeah. All right. Oh, man. By the way, I have 45 on my big board, just to let you know here.
Yeah.
And I could have went with about 700 more. I don't think you'll take him. I can save him till later.
This was hard.
Give me Marty McFly.
God damn it. That's the one I was going to take next. Motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of scrolling here on my list because there's just so many ways you can go here. All right. Your fourth round pick.
Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah, he was on the list. Damn it, Bobby.
I know.
Give me Rambo.
Son of a bitch!
All right. Fifth round. This is going quick.
Axel Foley.
Ooh.
Gotta good have pick. It.
Well, if you went with that, I got Rambo, give me Rocky.
Okay. You're good. I didn't have Rocky.
Really?
I did not.
Like I said, there was so many ways this could have went nutty.
Yeah.
All right, sixth round, Vince.
I didn't have Rocky, but I had Ivan Drago.
Ooh.
I must break you.
That's a really good pick. All right, let's get into the crazy picks here, shall we?
Yeah. Oh, we're not there already?
Oh, no. No, 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 sir, we're not. I need the character that completely sums up the 1980s. Give me Gordon Gekko.
Yeah, he wasn't on my list.
Greed is good. And apparently I write like a doctor. Holy Christ. Apparently my writing looks like the Middle East noodle servers.
Sure. Wow.
All right, seventh pick.
Bill and Ted.
Oh, good pick. I had him. You might win with that one. That's a really good pick.
89.
Yeah. A lot of 89s in here. Oh, wait. So we're going to go with 89?
It's the 80s, right?
Give me Batman. Yeah, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
You want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
All right. I took Batsy. Eighth round pick.
Snake Plissken.
Fucker, I had him too. He was...
I got two Kurt Russells.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you're a dick. I love you.
Dirty dick dog motherfucker.
Yes. Damn it. Damn it. I'm scrolling and scrolling here.
Sucks, doesn't it?
So I got those two are going to be those two. So I got one left really to pick from here. Can't believe you took Bill and Ted. That was such a good pick. Okay, let's go with this. Jareth the Goblin King.
Oh, he was on the list, but I wasn't going to. I felt weird. I was like, do I pick him?
It's David Bowie with a bulge. How do you not?
Going after a 15-year-old.
Jennifer Connelly, but yes.
I know. I hear that, what you're saying.
Yes.
She's just a child.
UK got Justin. Them weird laws. UK got them weird laws, all right? Ninth pick.
Indiana Jones.
Ah.
I can't.
Yeah. I don't hate that pick. My last two are tugboat picks.
My last one's going to be a tugboat pick.
Give me Carl Spackler.
Look at you.
Yep. Cinderella story. I didn't know where. All right, your last pick.
My tugboat pick is Frederick Aloysius Palowalski. Ogre, you asshole.
I'm just putting an ogre. I ain't writing all that shit. Hold on. I got to find. Give me a minute.
Give me a minute.
All right. I found it. All right. We got to flip a coin here.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm stuck between two, so I got to flip the coin. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I guess I'm taking... Guess I'm taking Clark Griswold.
Oh, not Fletch.
No.
Wow. John Cocktoasten.
Gordon Liddy. We quote Fletch way too much on this fucking show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you'll have to speak up when we're in a towel. No pants, just a towel. All right, here's our list. Vince came in with Ash Williams, Jack Burton, The Breakfast Club, Buckaroo Banzai, Axel Foley, Ivan Drago, Bill and Ted, Snake Plissken, Indiana Jones, and Ogre. I came in with Ferris Bueller, The Goonies, Marty McFly, Rambo, Rocky, Gordon Gekko, Batman, Jared the Goblin King, Carl Spackler, and Clark Griswold. Do you know who the coin toss was over?
Who?
It was Clark. And it was the Ghostbusters.
Oh.
The coin might have screwed me.
I think the coin screwed you.
I think the coin screwed me. Here's everybody. Here's some that I had on my list. Just random here. I had Freddy, Yoda, Vader, Doc Brown, RoboCop, Tony Montana, Roy Batty, Raymond Babbitt. Yeah, gotta go to Kmart. I had Johnny Castle.
Sure.
Dirty Dancing. Come on. I had Nada from They Live. Ducky. Who else did I have? I had Superman, even though it wasn't the good movies. I had Tetsuo from Akira.
Oh, yeah.
And I had number five, still alive, Johnny Five.
Johnny Five! Johnny Five? Oh, nobody took Fisher Stevens.
Yeah, that's... Who did you have left on yours? Because, like I said, this was so broad. You could have went so many ways.
Beetlejuice.
Yep.
The Terminator.
Yep.
John McClane. Freddy Krueger. Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, yeah. I spaced those.
I did. Yeah. Max Rockatansky. E.T.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman. Yeah. Jeff Spicoli, Roy Batty,
yeah.
Pony Boy Curtis, Stay Golden Pony Boy,
yep.
Laszlo Hollyfeld from Real Genius, Hollywood Montrose.
How did none of us take Hollywood?
Hollywood, Hollywood, come and get me, Hollywood. Nobody had that.
Okay, yeah. Off air, it's a lot of Hollywood and hooey hooey's. So. You hooey-hooey's need fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had Pee-wee.
Yeah, Pee-wee.
Pee's Big Adventure. Roger Rabbit. Crocodile Dundee. Nobody took Paul Hogan.
I forgot Crocodile Dundee.
Uncle Buck. Buck Russell.
Fuck.
Like I said, this was so broad. there wasn't going to be any duplicates, obviously. It's
well,
draft,
an 11-year-old fucking picked this list, so... And we're desperate.
We've been doing this for what feels like 112 years. We're out of ideas. All right. All right. Here are some listener picks. Jay Baca came in with Rocky, Rambo, Freddy, Ferris, Cameron, and Sloan. The Breakfast Club and Johnny Five. Baza came in with Roger Rabbit, Joker from Full Metal Jacket. That's a good pick. That's a great one.
Not Animal Mother, though.
No. Axel Foley, Chunk, John Matrix from Commando, Marty, Rocky, Gordon LaChance from Stand By Me. Roboto came in with Jabba, Mystics from Dark Circle, all of Return to Oz, all of Spaceballs, all of The Land Before Time. And he says, just for Vince, the greatest Christmas movie of all time, John McClane.
You suck my ass, Roboto.
Chris came in. He said, this category is entirely too broad. Yes, that was the point. Yeah. The Joker, Marty, the T-800, Jack Burton, Ash Williams, Peter Venk, the Ghostbusters. Oh, good Lord. Dark Helmet, Scroob, Yoder.
Oh, fuck! I forgot about goddamn Spaceballs.
We ain't found shit. Christopher Knight from Real Genius, Miyagi, Yoda, Maverick, Top Gun, Optimus Prime. I forgot 84 was the Transformers movie. I wouldn't have took Hot Rod because fuck you, Judd Nelson. Clubber Lang, Drago, Nick Parker from Blind Fury, Rutger Hauer.
Fuck, yeah. I forgot about Blind Fury.
Yeah. John McClane, Riggs. Riggs. Martin Riggs.
Will it to me, Riggs?
The Predator, Cobra. Falcor from Last Falcor the Luck Dragon, and the Kane Hodder version of Jason, Mad Mardigan, Brav Morda. There's a shit ton. So the poll will be posted in the Facebook group after I post the show later this afternoon. Good luck, Vince. This is gonna be close.
It's gonna be real close.
Yeah, you might have won. Freaking Bill and Ted. Not gonna lie.
Bill and Ted, that's
such a good pick.
When I remember the 80s, it's Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
And then you get older and it's Parker Lewis Can't Lose. But that's the 90s.
That's the 90s. That's when Clarissa tried to explain everything. And dear Clarissa, you ain't explained this shit. What the hell? All right, you want some listener questions?
Not really.
All right, all listener questions this week are from our boy Roboto.
Oh, fuck.
His first question. What did you do with the I voted stickers they give you when you voted?
I can't remember.
That's cute that you think I vote.
You say it's cute that you think that our shit matters.
Yeah. His next question. Besides Here I Go Again and This Is This Love, name some other White Snake songs.
Oh.
Sir, they didn't do songs. They did background music for Tawny Katane stripteases.
That's it. I'm not even going to...
And I'm not hating on David Coverfield at all.
I am behind a computer, and I don't... Jesus Christ, I can't even think of another fucking White Snake song.
He also has the same question for, besides Turn Me Loose and Working for the Weekend, other songs by Loverboy. I will say this. The guy from Loverboy, he went on to co-write songs. He did like a Prince thing where he wrote songs for other artists. And I want to say he wrote Dirty Laundry for Don Henley.
Really?
Yes. If brains still work kind of okay, good. That sounds right that he co-wrote Dirty Laundry.
No shit.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But as for name other songs by the bands, nah. Dude, it is Before Noon on a Sunday on the Lord's Day. Yeah, brain no process, good words, huh?
Yeah, there ain't no way.
All right, his last question here. Thoughts? Okay, it's two questions. Thoughts on the Big Ten expanding to the West Coast? It's retarded. To me...
Is this sports?
Yes.
What the fuck?
to me, the Big Ten is the Midwest schools. The Big East, East Coast, SEC, Southeast, Pac-12, West Coast. Big 12, middle of the country. Big Sky, Montana, and Idaho. But no, because fucking money and TV rights and all that got involved, the Big Ten is now like fucking 15 schools. From Rutgers to West Coast, East Coast to West Coast. It makes no goddamn sense anymore. So, yeah, there's that. Money is what ruined it. His next question here. If the NFL Europe failed so badly, why try again by dragging our teams overseas? Money. The demand wasn't there when NFL Europe hit, but the demand is there now.
Money.
They make a boatload of money, and I would not be surprised if the world doesn't, you know, blow up or World War, whatever number we're on. Within the next 10 years, you will have NFL teams in Germany, and London, Mexico City, and somewhere in Canada.
The London Sissy Nannies.
Yes. And the German, nothing ever happened in the 40s.
Sure.
Yeah. The Mexico City team will probably be owned by a cartel, which will be interesting.
The Mexico City Machetes.
I don't hate that, to be honest with you. I don't hate that one. It'd be weird to have an NFL owner crazier than a coked out Jim Irsay and meaner than a Jerry Jones, but yeah, I think the cartels could pull it off. All right. Thank you for your questions, Roboto. Vince, it's time to go to Clown World. And did you see the stories this week? Where I really wish Clarissa was here to explain this shit, but she's not. So here we go. Hey, you know that we put in that new house speaker, right? The Johnson feller?
I didn't.
Well, no, we didn't, because
Israel did. Wait, what?
You said that out loud, but yet you're not wrong.
The first thing I'm going to do is give money to Israel.
Yeah. What? Well, he came out late this week here and said, quote, "There is insufficient evidence to launch a formal Biden impeachment." Insufficient evidence. Like, canceled checks aren't evidence, apparently.
It's okay. It's all right. Meet the new Boston.
Same as the old Boston. Yeah. All right. Moving on quickly before I... Oh, this next story will probably make me lose my shit. You ready, Vince? It's being reported that up to 7 Nashville police officers have been placed on administrative leave in connection with the release of the Tranifesto to Steven Crowder.
I like how you did that.
Yeah, so the... I'm going to have to pick my words very... the Democrat mayor of Nashville and the diversity-obsessed police chief are more concerned with the officers that leaked this than the fact that the tranny shot up a bunch of Christians and targeted them because they were Christian and white, but still ended up killing a black child.
White people, where are you at? Why aren't you in the fucking streets?
They're more concerned with the leak than the actual why did the shooting happen.
No, we ain't going to work today.
Right.
Oh, no, we left it off. Oh, no. Nobody's watching the power station? Oh, no.
Let's just say there's been a lot of talk of people trying to figure out how to wall off Nashville. Just wall it off. It don't count no more. So, yeah. That's all right, moving on. Iceland. Iceland about to pop in half. They have been hit with over 1,500 earthquakes this week, ranging from 3.0s to 5.2. There was a time lapse video. Did I send you that to you?
Yes.
Where it's little, it shows the little seismic things as all the earthquakes were hitting. It looks like it's trying to split the country in half. Apparently, this is a massive underground, what they're saying now, a massive underground volcano is about ready to blow up, pop off. They've already started evacuations. If this thing pops, it's going to obviously tear up massive amounts of land and damage and homes and stuff. But air travel could also be affected greatly due to particles in the air being carried around the world. So there you go.
Good. Let's set this shit off.
Let's go to Germany. The German city of Tangerhut.
Oh, yeah?
Has announced plans, Vince, they're going to rename a daycare center. Because all the brown migrants they brought in have expressed concerns that the current name of the daycare does not accurately reflect the diversity of the community. The daycare is currently named after Anne Frank.
Jesus, I bet their hide-and-seek team is fucking insane, man. I'm sorry.
That was... Everybody gets a ballpoint pen. Yeah, but it's not... It's yeah, the Anne Frank daycare is not diverse enough for New Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what the hell is this world now?
Lol. That's pretty goddamn funny.
It kind of is. I mean, she was great in The Miracle Worker. Everybody gets, you know, it was Helen Keller was the one that hid in the walls. So Anne Frank was a miracle worker. I mean, finding a ballpoint pen before they were invented?
Yeah.
All right, moving on. On Thursday, the House Oversight Committee announced another round of subpoenas investigating the Biden family crimes. Hunter Biden's business associates, Hunter Biden's art gallery guy. The people that bought Hunter Biden artwork and major Democrat donor Elizabeth Naftali. Because I spell words.
Yes?
The best words. In addition, Chairman Comer has requested a transcribed interview with a former AmeriCorps Holdings representative regarding, quote, loans that members of the Biden family have received. But remember, insufficient evidence to launch an impeachment. New York City Mayor Eric Adams. The FBI seized his phones and iPad this week as part of the investigation into political fundraising during his 2021 campaign. Apparently he was leaving a public event in Manhattan when the FBI came up and said, give us your iPad and phone. Apparently he complied. According to his spokesman, the mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. Yeah, this has to do with the fact that his top campaign fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, had her house raided. That raid prompted the mayor to cancel a trip to meet with the White House, and instead he returned to New York City. If you're canceling a trip to meet with the White House over some fundraising stuff, that sounds pretty damn guilty to me.
She.
But this has to do with him taking money from the Turkish government.
So. Istanbul, Constantinople.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, apparently this is... This is Pierce County. I forget what state this was, but... Tuesday was election day, right? Yeah, sure, why not? The elections office in Pierce County received a letter, and the immediately emergency response was called. The letter had a white powdery substance on it, and the building was evacuated. Reports came out that the powder was tested, and the letter was covered and laced with fentanyl. The letter said, end elections now. Stop giving power to the right that they don't have. We are in charge now, and there is no more need for them. Also, beware, your ballot drops are very susceptible to noxious chemicals. They are unsafe to the public. The letter had three logos on it. One was the Antifa logo. The other was the LMNOP plus Q Anon flag. And the other was a pentagram.
I feel like we need to start playing Cowboys and Democrats.
Yeah. Can I be John Wayne dressed up as Genghis Khan, though?
You gotta have assless chaps, though.
Which pair you want? Black, white, brown?
Oh, white. God, that makes it seem so dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Ohio, which is not a real state. On Election Day, Ohio voters not only approved pot, which is will become legal in Ohio, but as well as abortion up to birth. Hey, well, you got your pot, but hey, we're going to kill your 9-month-old in your womb.
Right. And that's awesome. See, at least they're, you know, the bread and circuses. At least they got the circuses down. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. What do you mean birth rate is falling in the United States? Oh, we have an update to the Nancy Pelosi Hammerman husband story, Vince. This just gets weirder. Remember we had the thing that she had been subpoenaed to turn over information?
Yes.
Well, then this came out this week. The man accused of hitting Nancy Pelosi's beard in the head with a hammer.
How dare you?
Have I lied yet?
How dare you, sir? Have you seen her tits?
Jesus fuck.
They're marvelous!
I debated against putting the story on the show. For this very reason. But it was so bizarre, I had to endure the Vince's fascination with Nancy Pelosi's boobs. So
they're I love them. I think they're great looking. I don't know what y'all are fucking...
I put her boobs on AOC and we'll talk. All right. And yeah. Vince just had a stroke. All right. The man accused of hitting Pelosi's husband in the head, reportedly, this is what he had with him. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A sledgehammer, zip ties, gloves, duct tape, a cast, a Canadian passport, Canadian birth certificate, men's clothing, a video game console, and two inflatable multicolored unicorn costumes. This was not an attack. This was a fucking LAN party. Yeah, that's... This wasn't an attack. This was
sexy time.
Gay love gone wrong is what this was. Yeah, that's inflatable fucking unicorn costumes. So video game. He brought the Xbox, you know. He's got the zip ties, the sledgehammer. He brought all his paperwork, his passport, and his birth certificate. He brought the change of clothing. It was a fucking sleepover.
I like it.
That's what this was. It was a sleepover. All right. Next story here. Biden, or the robot that we call Biden, or whatever it is going to meet with Winnie the Pooh of China this week in San Francisco. And magically, all of the homeless people that are all over the streets of San Francisco are gone. And the streets are clean. All of a sudden, magically, because the president of China is coming.
Huh.
Yeah, it's weird, huh? It's like, how'd that happen? Where'd they go? Why couldn't you do this to begin with? You know, just asking questions.
Quit.
Vince, we're going to Spain. Apparently Spain is getting spicy and it's popping off as nationalists are fighting the socialist party that had taken over the country. The founder of the right-wing party in the country was a shot in the face in an assassination attempt on his way to give a speech this week. He lived, but Spain is about ready to go civil war.
As they should.
As they should. But
Everybody's tired of the socialist bullshit.
That's what it is. Well, they're just nationalists. Yeah, they want their country to stay their country. They don't want socialism.
I know, it sounds nuts.
I'm probably a hateful bigot for saying that, but... Add that to the list of shit I've been called. Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn this week, Vince, filed a subpoena to obtain the Epstein flight logs.
Is she gonna die?
Yep. She's gonna go to Nashville for a speech with the top down in the car, President Kennedy. Yeah. Vince, we have some sad news here. Video chat site Omegle shut down this week for good.
I don't know how to feel about this. I don't care.
Okay, well, that...
There's bad stuff that happens on that, and it was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Watch what your kids are doing.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
I don't, yeah.
That's probably why it got shut down, right?
I think that's exactly why it got shut down.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. So, all right, let's do this next story, Vince, which I'm going to read the thing, okay? And then you can expand. Okay. You know a little bit more about this than I do. An American man living in Panama, 77-year-old Kenneth Darlington Salas, shot two so-called climate activists dead who were blocking the highway. If he is convicted, he could be sentenced to house arrest rather than being sent to jail due to his age. And go. That was the base story that hit.
And everybody on Telegram was like, yeah, they got rid of climate activists.
Then they did the digging.
Yeah, I heard this guy is he's a lawyer, right?
Yep, yep.
But he was CIA also.
Yep.
And these weren't just climate activists.
They were mining activists.
These were activists. Well, they were protesting like big business coming in and eating up all the land.
Yeah, going for the mining rights in Panama.
Yeah, this wasn't just, you know, eco-terrorists. These were like regular people saying, yo, you can't just do this shit. And he popped them. Which explains, you know, why there's no fucking jail time. Because you go try that with real eco-terrorists and see where it gets you.
Yeah, these aren't the people that are, you know, throwing paint on paintings and...
Right. These aren't government sponsored. Line.
Right.
Because the motherfuckers out here in the streets, if you kill one of them, you're going to jail for a long time because they're government workers.
Right.
I mean, in the long way around. So, yeah, it's... yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah, a lot of people have dug into who did he represent. Apparently, he represented mining firms as a lawyer. He did have CIA ties, allegedly.
Yeah, very interesting stuff.
Yeah. So, always do the background research. So, yes. All right, next story here. Secretary Mayorkas, who's supposed to be, is he Homeland Security, or I think he's, right?
He's a Jew, isn't he? Or is that Merrick Garland?
Yes.
Both of them were crying. I have Jewish blood.
But Mayorkas, who I believe is up for impeachment, was asked by Congress he was testifying before Congress. Here's what he was asked, okay? Is the administration open to working with Congress to include policy reforms that would deal with the underlying reasons for the border surge? Would you like to know what he responded with?
I would. Let's go.
No. The administration will not work with Congress about the invasion on the southern border. This is the head of Homeland Security Border Control.
30,000 Syrians.
Yep. Army-aged Chinese are now coming across the Mexican border. How the hell do you get from China to Mexico? How do you get from Sudan to Mexico? But no, the administration won't work with Congress to close the border. His answer was flat out, no.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
New boss, same as the old boss.
Yep.
All right, we have an update. Remember that little pipeline that went boom over the Nord Stream thing?
Yeah.
We now know who was behind it. The Washington Post is reporting that the bombing of the Nord Stream pipelines was carried out under the supervision of Ukrainian Colonel Roman Chervinsky, who has been linked to the CIA. So when that reporter said, no, no, Ukraine was behind it and they had American help. And everybody's like, oh, you're a lot, you're a Russian, Russia, Russia. He was right.
That line that Putin keeps talking about.
Yeah, it's weird that it keeps getting crossed.
It keeps getting crossed, man.
But hey, Zelensky, due to the ongoing war, you know, where people are partying in Kiev nightclubs. But there's a horrible war going on. Zelensky said this week that it's not the right time for Ukraine to have elections.
I feel like
there's not going to be any elections in Ukraine.
I feel like it's all just a ruse to transfer America's wealth to other countries.
Are you getting that idea?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Remember, this is also the same guy that has banned the Christian Church, the Orthodox Church, banned the opposition political party, now says we're not going to have elections, but the media wants to tell you he's fighting for democracy and freedom. How's that possible?
But we need America's money, though. But Putin, goddammit, if you guys cross this line, it's gonna be curtains.
Vlad, just do it, you cowardly shit.
Yeah, do it, bitch.
I'm to that point.
Suka.
All right, let's do this Israel bullshit.
Oh, goddamn.
Right, but actually, we're starting with Yemen. Because this thing's going to expand, because Yemen this week shot down a $32 million U.S. drone that was flying over Yemen.
What did they call them?
They're Reaper drones.
Mud Ewoks.
Mud Ewoks, yes. The desert hui-huis, yes.
Yeah, a bunch of mud Ewoks shot down a $30 million fucking... I almost peed my pants laughing.
Top-of-the-line military drone. Well, I'm glad that $32 million in tax money, you know, couldn't have been used to feed the homeless.
You know, fix the water problem in Michigan. Flint,
yeah.
Crazy.
You know, send it to Hawaii. East Palestine, Ohio.
Crazy.
Right. Israelis this week received urgent instructions regarding their cybersecurity. Said this is a mandatory security instruction. The Israeli cybersecurity apparatus has instructed all Israelis to immediately disconnect their laptops and computers that are linked to mobile phone apps such as WhatsApp and to cancel any non-essential location services. Why?
So they can't be tracked.
Oh, okay. Now, you remember how I said this Israel nonsense is going to spread, right? You got Yemen shooting down drones, Iran being Iran. Well, Israel's defense minister this week said that the residents of Beirut, which is the capital of Lebanon, another sovereign nation, may end up in the situation of the Gazans. Basically, to decipher this from, I believe, the modern Hebrew, we're not stopping at Gaza, we're going into Lebanon.
They got to get their land grab. The other conspiracy theory is, which is, I think it's great, the guys who Fortnited into
were IDF.
Fucking,
Were
IDF.
I saw that.
Why? That's why nobody showed it on the radar, because it was an Israeli op and killed their own people so they could start this shit.
An inside job?
An inside job. I love the Jews.
Well,
They're gods. They're my favorite people. God. Sorry.
Really need a soundboard. Let's see. The granddaughter of Hamas's leader was killed in an airstrike this week, so they're targeting family members, as well as Israel carried out an airstrike against the Al-Rassini Hospital for Children.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This would be like Mexico bombing St. Jude. And then claiming, well, there might have been military there.
Oy vey. It's another Shoah.
A Pentagon official this week said that the U.S. is flowing munitions into Israel on a near daily basis for use in the war. Why?
Because this country's full of a bunch of evangelists who are a bunch of dipshit motherfuckers. That's why.
Okay. Last
Israel,
thing
I... Israel is our favorite country. They're our greatest ally.
Remember how in the book it says, "Do not worship idols." Remember that. Remember that thing.
I
think a lot of these churches have made Israel an idol.
If the first thing your church wants is money,
yeah,
tell them to straight go fuck themselves.
Yeah. Last thing for this week of U.S. is planning a $320 million transfer of precision bombs to Israel. So Israel is buying precision bombs from us with the money that we have already given to Israel. Huh? So, huh? It doesn't
money.
Make sense. That sounds a lot like laundering, or you're just giving them weapons to.
This is my my daily announcement. Actually, it's my Sunday announcement of fuck the Jews.
It's
and the Muslims too.
Yeah, I
don't like either side. Straight off, and these cocksucking motherfuckers, Democrats, are out in the streets. Protesting destroying shit.
Yeah.
It's like the summer of love all over again.
Right.
Why you live here, right? Nothing is happening here. Everything's fucking peachy here. People shit where they eat and they just don't understand.
Yep.
Man, you better fucking tribe up. You better keep it local.
I don't even know. I mean, we make the joke each week that, hey, unless, you know, world pops off, we'll talk to everybody next week. But it's not really a joke at this point. Literally tomorrow, there could be a quote unquote attack against the U.S. military installation over there. And it's on. And I'm like, I really don't want to, because I got fucking cousins in the Navy right now. And, you know, who are in undisclosed locations. Not just saying that on air. I don't know. They're not allowed to tell where they're at. So, yeah. That's, you know, I mean, within a couple months, if that, we're going to be at war. And you think prices are bad now? A Middle East war, you know what happens to gas prices? You know what gas prices affect all prices, food, everything else? Can't look at this like, okay, you know, the bagels are beating up the fucking falafels. Cool, let them both burn. No. You got to look bigger picture.
Yeah, guess who's funding both fucking sides?
Right.
Us.
With money that should, A, they shouldn't have the money because taxation is theft, but B, should be going to help people here.
Yeah.
I hate seeing these fucking politicians on TV be like, well, we need to give aid to them. Like, stop right there. You're not running. Are you running for president of over there or president of here? And that even goes for the funny haired guy, too. So.
Yeah.
I'm not electing a world leader. I'm electing an American leader. Which, like I said, elections don't fucking matter. Same boss, old, same, or new boss, same as the old boss. And, man, everybody better be ready. You see a sale on food and water, you better stock the fuck up. Ammo the same way, especially because we're shipping so much of it overseas right now. 5.56 is getting hard to find and expensive when you do again.
Yeah, I don't, I don't know.
It's same shit every week, kids. But it gets worse every week.
My fucking kids ain't going hungry.
And they ain't going to war.
Yeah, I don't know what, I don't know what to tell you. There will be another civil war in America.
Yeah, you try to draft the people, man. You think, you go back and see how the quote, hippies were against Vietnam. It's going to be a million times worse. You try to take the normal people's kids now to go fight over there.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you do not have enough cops.
You either believe in the national sovereignty of this country or you fucking don't.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Cool. Get out.
You got a pool? You got that pizza I like? Oh, fuck. Come on, kids.
Start digging a hole in your own backyard because
they got a big
probably going to put you in it.
They've got a big fireplace too. It heats the whole house.
Ooh,
all 6,000 square feet.
Damn, that's
plus the 3-car garage.
That's nice. It's
real nice, dude.
I like it.
I like it too.
All right, final thoughts.
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road. Take the high ground. Get ready. Be ready, because this could all go in a moment's notice. So, hopefully it doesn't, and hopefully we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.